Welcome back to Your Daily Dose with Bob and Nick. It's Bob. Nick's work with the community paper takes him into all kinds of interesting places and situations. And as you'll learn in today's podcast, sometimes it leads him to drinking moonshine. This wasn't moonshine drawn from a hillbilly still in the woods. It was specialty moonshine, silly rabbit. Listen in and learn what kind. Enjoy.
I had Trix flavored moonshine the other day.
I saw that. Okay, so, but did it taste like Trix?
Oh, yeah.
See, okay.
I mean, still with that moonshine hit, but it was fun.
It's like getting kicked in the face by the Trix bunny. That's something. Where did you get that?
It was at Rock Pit Brewing. Yeah. So they added a craft brewery here in town in the Soto area, and they added a distillery earlier this year. And the first thing they're doing is Florida Man Moonshine.
Oh, interesting. I like that. Turn it into something positive.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I mean, as positive relatively as moonshine speaking. Can be, but that's clever though.
So I needed
because Rock Pit is the name of it.
Yeah. Rock Pit. So Chris Rock is one of the co-founders.
But and Pebbles. Pebbles infused moonshine.
Rock it pit was Trix.
Pebbles.
But,
it
wasn't Fruity
it
Pebbles.
It was. Oh, that's what I heard just then. Was Fruity Pebbles. Because same flavoring for both of those.
Oh, I wonder if I did say it. Well, I guess we'll be able to listen back to
it. I think you did say Trix. I think you did say Trix, but my brain heard Fruity Pebbles.
Rock Pit. Yeah.
And I was marveling at my own cleverness.
You need to do the marketing for them.
Yeah, exactly.
Anything rock related. I had to go and take a picture for the paper because we were publishing a story.
You had to
that.
Go and take a picture. You didn't go and take a shot.
Well, they poured it. Now, here's the thing. I did the regular moonshine. I just did a taste of that.
Oh,
there was no way I was doing a shot.
It's like turpentine.
Then she's like, oh, by the way, we also have the Trix moonshine. And she poured me a shot of that too. I'm like,
Wait, so you did two shots?
No, I did one.
Okay.
I did one and then a taste. I did the Trix one because I'm like, well, she poured that one special.
I love that.
And then I offered to pay. And Tammy Rock, who is his wife, of the founder, of the co-founder, also works the bar there.
They sound like they rock.
Yeah, it was fun.
That's kind of cool. I like that.
And then I went grocery shopping. Because that's what you do. I have to do a shot.
That's what I do.
I'm like, it's cereal. Oh, I need cereal.
You know how they have that rule, you know, like you should eat before you go shopping.
Sure.
Otherwise, you're going to buy stuff.
Yeah.
It doesn't work with alcohol.
No, that makes
if you
it
drink
worse.
Before you go to the alcohol store,
yeah,
you're
getting
get
more
everything.
Alcohol.
You're getting everything in the
yeah,
store.
Yeah, that was a bad business idea. Bite bouncers.
Okay.
So you couldn't go into Publix if you did not have a receipt for a recent meal and if you didn't have a shopping list. Make you more responsible.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, again,
Publix did not like it.
Your bad business ideas are good ideas. This is the thing. They're twisted. They're odd. They're funny. But they're good ideas. That's a good idea.
That is a good idea.
It gets to the root of it.
I have good ideas.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
I don't know why I'm so angry about that.
Because the world hasn't realized it yet.
The world.
Just scream
get
at them.
Get on it.
They'll get it eventually.
Yeah. I mean, I tell four people about these ideas and they all love them. And I'm like, okay,
nothing
should be happened.
Happy. None of them do anything with it?
I should be happy that four people like my ideas, but I'm not because I need more gratification and validation. So
or,
I need everyone.
Or better ideas. I don't know.
Whoa.
Just saying.
Ouch.
That was a good long ouch. Perfect.
Hey, it's Nick. Thanks for listening. Shots fired from Bob. Better ideas. Okay, let's come up with some ideas right now. Hamburger that is also a comb. A snake that can talk and give you advice at opportune moments because you already have advice given to you at inopportune moments. A cat. I already did animals. A hat that can see the future. Call it prognosticap. Okay, three solid gold, perfect ideas. Have a great day.